This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. All right. So happy that you are joining us today. Yeah, I'm angry. It's just too much. I swear to you. It's too much. I can't believe that we're in a situation where students actually have to protest getting assaulted by kids who think they're kitty cats. In school, I'm blown away. Also, can I just mention something really fast? I had a listener contact me and say, hey, thanks for the recommendation about Done With Debt. I just talked to a representative and I believe they will be able to help me out. I really got myself into a pickle during the whole COVID scam. The economy hasn't helped either, and I don't trust many people, but I trust you and your recommendations. Thanks again, Kate. And I said, yeah, you're going to love them. They're awesome. They're incredible, actually. And then he said this. He said, yes, I was very hesitant in the world we live in, but they were very helpful in walking me through things. So thanks again, Kate. I am telling you, donewithdebt.com is amazing. They're so good at what they do. Let them help you. And I know everyone got in a pickle during that time. Okay, everyone, including me. I mean, everybody was like, what are we going to do? And this is insane. And so if you're still reeling from that, or you're just reeling from inflation, if you're using your credit cards, and I get it, because that's what you've got at your disposal, but get on top of it and get lower interest rates and get on top of that debt. And they are so helpful in helping to wipe out debt, helping to control that debt, and helping you understand what you can do, because there are things you can do. But credit card companies don't want you to know that. Donewithdebt.com. Done, like you're just done with debt.com. I promise you they're going to help you. So to the listener, you're welcome, because they are that good. I wouldn't talk about them if they weren't. So let me play this clip from my mom. She's actually a good friend of mine, and she was the one that went and visited that protest. By the way, it's getting national attention. That's why we're bringing it up too. It's like, this is going viral. These kids they're so fed up. They're now having to protest and risk suspension because the adults in the room won't do anything about it. Can you even imagine that? So here's a mom also voicing about the bathroom thing. Here we go. Here's Tiffany.
So I think one of the most heartbreaking things that I saw today was this boy asked Adam, who was down there filming, and the boy said, you're an adult. He said, would you want boys to be in the bathroom with your daughter? And Adam said, no, I wouldn't like that. And the boy said, okay. Every adult that I've talked to says the same thing. Every single adult says, yeah, I don't want boys in the girls' bathroom. I don't want girls in the boys' bathroom. And the boy said, then why is it allowed?
Great question.
Why is it happening? Like, why are we allowing these opposite gender kids, biological boys, in the bathroom with our daughters of any age? Men, grown men. I mean, this is the most
niceness,
asinine, common sense thing that I can think of, that is absolutely, you would not let a boy in the bathroom with a girl.
Yeah, and it's delusional. You don't aid delusion. Here we go. This is an important thing that she says right here.
So this poor boy is basically begging, where are the adults? Where are the grown-ups that are supposed to protect us and let us be children and not have to fight these battles? These kids are out protesting. Their parents aren't with them. There was like two moms that I saw telling the kids they can no longer film anything. They can't film furries, they can't film fights, they can't film anything, they can't film teachers. I mean, that's their insurance. That's how they can expose this kind of crap. Do you know how many things have been exposed because kids have cell phones in school?
Yeah, she's right. They're not allowed to, because the school doesn't want to be embarrassed for being total jackasses. They don't want to be embarrassed for that. So they're allowing this stuff to happen and then telling the kids they can't have any proof that it's happening.
This is actually the evidence that proves we live under tyranny.
Yep.
People are so afraid of the government that they will allow their children to be abused in school because the government says they have to do it.
Yep. She was right when the boy says, if I'm asking you away from that school, that do you want boys and girls bathrooms? Is this okay with you? And your answer is always going to be no, this is not okay. Then where are the adults? Why are they not standing up for this? Why are you not seeing teachers protest? Why are you not seeing principals take a stand? I'm sorry, but some of the weakest people I've ever met are principals. Yeah. They will not stand for anything because they don't want to upend the school district, because usually they're vying for a position that's higher than principal, and so they don't want to put themselves out there. This is our problem in America. This is our problem, is that we don't have the backbone, character, and fortitude anymore. We are losing it. Do you want to know, we could go on and on and on this show about who the enemy is. And there's lots of shows out there. And all you're going to hear today on the news is those Democrats, those Democrats, those Democrats, those Democrats. Look, I can't stand a Democrat because I just think they're just dumb. Okay. They don't understand anything about true government or the Constitution. I know I'm being mean, but I don't really care. Okay. They don't get it. But you know what? It's not the Democrats that are doing all of this stuff to us. We are stepping in the ring, right? People are stepping in the ring to make this kind of stuff happen with their silence, with the character they don't possess. They're not doing anything about any of this. That's the real culprit that's taking this country down. You can go and blame Democrats, and I swear to you, conservative talk show hosts want you to. They want you to. They want to say it's always the Democrats. No, it's not. It's your own side.
Yep.
It's the people in the community that are aiding and abetting this. It's not always the Democrats. That's a lie. It's a lie you're told because you're not getting enough truth. It's us. It's the people. And I'm sick of it. You should be sick of it too.
When a school principal tells you, well, there's nothing we can do about this, you should look them right in the eye and say, you're a liar.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
You're a wussbag liar. That's what you are. Yeah. You're right. They did it with Common Core. They all knelt to the Common Core God.
Yep.
Okay? Because they don't want to lose their precious job. That is our problem in America. No one wants to lose anything. No one will sacrifice to get this back.
And in the end, if we don't put an end to this, we're going to lose everything.
Yep. You're going to lose it anyway.
Yep.
Because of your silence out there. We should see teachers protesting this garbage and protesting Common Core still and protesting all this furry nonsense and the boys and girls bathrooms. We should be protesting this daily. You should see huge volumes of adults. Are you an actual adult? Get out there and protest. If you're a teacher and a principal, get your butt out there. Show the kids what it looks like, what America looks like when you do this.
And if you think you'll be punished for protesting, they haven't punished any of these Palestinian people for their protests. Why are you afraid?
Yep. I'm tired. I'm tired, too. I'm as tired as those middle school kids. And we're the ones that are responsible for this country. It's you and I. And as long as we tattle on each other and act like morons to each other, and as long as we stay silent, and as long as we allow all this garbage, blame yourself when our country's going down in tubes. Blame yourself. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.